news today.
Really do. Yeah, it's going to be a great one. Be sure to join us from 3 to 4 today for Midday Magazine. Mel, have a great day.
Yeah, you too, James.
Have a good one, everybody. We'll meet you back here tomorrow right at WFHR, Locally Grown Radio.
Locally Grown Radio, from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Donald Trump will make history when he appears at federal court in Miami later today to face 37 counts related to alleged mishandling of closely guarded national security secrets. Correspondent Robert Costa has our top story.
We do expect former President Trump to be arraigned here later today. Last night, Trump met with his lawyers nearby, talking through how he wants to fight this indictment. And sources tell us he could add more seasoned defense lawyers to his legal team in the coming weeks as he faces a new, more serious phase in federal court.
Police in Miami say they're ready for the possibility of thousands, even tens of thousands, of protesters outside the courthouse. This supporter is already there.
Sad day in America. It's surreal. Can't believe it. I don't know what's going on. I hope the charges are dropped.
Right now, streets around the courthouse are still open. President Biden calls this morning's inflation numbers good news for hardworking families. Consumer prices barely rose in May, and the annual increase in inflation was the smallest in more than 2 years. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Some monthly drops that were notable: used cars down, household furnishings down, airfares down.
The price of shelter was up. A set of human remains has been pulled from the rubble of Sunday's tanker truck fire that collapsed a chunk of Interstate 95 in Philadelphia. Isaac Moody's cousin was driving that truck.
What caused the truck to lose control is my question, because I can't see him, with everything he had to live for, to lose it.
Officials say they are in the process of identifying the remains. Road repairs could take months. Violence has marred the celebration for Nuggets fans. CBS's Kennedy Cook is near Ball Arena.
Thousands of people gathered in downtown Denver just minutes after the Nuggets won their first ever NBA Finals championship. Not long after the celebration, shots rang loose, sending 9 people to the hospital. 10 people in total were shot, including the gunman.
3 of the injured are critical. Nuggets beat the Heat, by the way, 94-89 in Game 5. Police in the UK are investigating a triple homicide. CBS's Vicky Barker reports from London.
The normally busy center of Nottingham has been cordoned off since dawn after 3 people were found dead on 2 city streets, and another 3 were mown down by a white van. This woman says one of those victims
went up in the air. It was such a bang. I wish I never saw it.
They've been hospitalized, and a man has been arrested in connection with both incidents. No word yet on motive.
British police just announcing they're not looking for any other suspects. Dow's up 183. This is CBS News.
Hiring's a lot easier with Indeed. Their powerful platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Whoever just hit those brakes hard for no reason was definitely not you. Eric never brakes randomly on the highway, Rubino, because you are a safe driver. Unlike most drivers who sign up for Snapshot from Progressive, which customizes your rate for how and how much you drive, you could earn a discount for your good driving. So keep on being you. Eric never brakes randomly on the highway, Rubino, and we'll keep on delivering the discounts. Sign up for Snapshot today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Walks, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation. More than 130,000 car accidents occur in Wisconsin each year. If you're in an accident and experience any injuries or losses caused by another, you may be entitled to compensation. Gingras Thompson & Walks has over 35 years of experience in handling car accident cases. Their team of personal injury attorneys is dedicated to helping you get the justice you deserve.
Gingrass, Thompson and Watts, GTWLawyers.com.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Tuesday, June 13th. In Wood County, the Human Resources Committee will meet at 2 in the Council Chambers at City Hall. The North Central Wisconsin Workforce Development Board Executive Committee will meet at 3:30 by teleconference. The City of Nakusa Ways and Means Committee will meet at 6:30 in the Council Chambers, followed by the Common Council meeting at 7. In Portage County, the Central Wisconsin Airport meeting scheduled for 8 a.m. has been canceled. The Village of Whiting will hold their Village Board meeting at 6. In Adams County, the City of Adams Public Works Committee will meet at 5. Tomorrow, the McMillan Library is partnering with the Wisconsin Rapids Park and Recreation Department to have an outdoor messy craftmakers event at Robinson Park. They will be making tie-dye or galaxy t-shirts from 2 to 4. Please sign up at teen@mcmillanlibrary.org. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Overcast this afternoon with scattered rain showers likely. Daytime highs approaching 66. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered rain showers again tonight. Lows dip down to about 53. Partly cloudy. Partly cloudy skies again tomorrow. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Highs around 81. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 55.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Don't go. First they ignore you. Then they laugh at you. Then they try to fundraise off of you? Is that how it goes, Jane?
I think it's something along those lines.
Yeah, totally. So my question to start today's show is, does fear motivate you to donate to political causes, to either political campaigns or to parties? Or what motivates you to donate to a political cause? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. Because I can't wait to find out, and I probably never will, how much money the Wisconsin GOP was able to raise off of an email where they attacked Civic Media.
Our company?
Well, they don't name us by name.
Oh.
And they
that's
don't.
That's kind of a diss, isn't it?
And they don't name our CEO, Sage Weil, by name. But I don't know many other Wisconsin-based donors who've bought 18 radio stations in the last year. I don't think there's more than one.
I think one.
I think there's just one.
Yeah.
And so this was forwarded to me yesterday. And I'm going to start with the caveat of fundraising emails are awful.
No matter which party.
No matter which party, no matter which campaign, they're unrelenting. I get ads or like email fundraising ads for people who don't live in Wisconsin. I got one yesterday. Like, I was looking up to see other comparisons to, because they're just written so dramatically. And I've been wanting to do a series of videos of fundraising emails, dramatic readings of fundraising emails, because they're so apt. They're so over the top.
Yeah.
And, you know, I got one that was from Mark Pocan's email address, but it was for a guy who's going to run against Ted Cruz. And, you know, you're like, unsubscribe, unsubscribe, unsubscribe. But, you know, this is someone's job to write emails to motivate you or scare you.
Yes.
Or make you so angry that you want to give $20, $25, $50, blah, blah, blah. Donate now. Help us help you.
If you wait, it's too late.
And so across the board, they're dramatic, they're over the top, they're awful. Fundraising emails. But also sometimes they just flat out lie.
No. Stop.
And, you know, to a certain extent, you're okay with it because you're like, well, you know, this is, it's like the political campaign ads on TV, like, right? They just, they exaggerate, they stretch the truth. But never have I ever been involved in an organization that is on, you know, the side, the subject of getting, you know, being the scare tactic.
Well, exactly.
And I am taking, because like I said, the, you know, the quote that is sometimes attributed to Gandhi, if you quickly, you find out it is not, when you Google it, it is not, Gandhi did not say this. So we're going to say unknown. But the actual quote is, first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they fight you, then you win.
Ooh.
But I'm saying, in this case, it feels like first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they try to fundraise off of you.
I like that.
And so I'm going to read, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but it plays into so many tropes, and it just makes me think, like, who falls for this? And I'm asking you at home, what motivates you to donate? Like, would, if flip this around of scare tactics from a different angle, different topic, is this what gets you to click the donate button? But
844-967-2789, by the way, 844-96-PARTY, you can call and or text.
So this comes from the Wisconsin Republican Party.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts with, I'm gonna address it to you, because this was not sent to me directly. It was forwarded to me.
All right.
Jane.
Yes.
We have some bad news for you. One of the largest liberal mega donors in Wisconsin just bought up 18 radio stations across the state.
I'm terrified.
This purchase will result in the silencing of Fox News programming, and it's being replaced with left-wing propaganda.
Fox News? Okay, continue.
This looks very reminiscent of when billionaire George Soros, anti-Semitic red flag, bought up radio stations in multiple states last year to silence conservatives and buy Democratic wins. Now, with Wisconsin as the top battleground state for 2024, Democrats are clearly following the Soros playbook to try to buy, all caps, this election. We have to, all caps, fight back and do everything we can to ensure this doesn't happen. Please make a contribution.
Yelly. It's very yelly.
But also just the aesthetically, every sentence basically has a different type of like accent font. So one is highlighted in red and bold. One is italicized. One is underlined. One is just bolded. And then one is hyperlinked. So bolded and underlined.
Somebody had fun with fonts. Come on. You got it. Yeah. You at least have to give them that.
And, you know, anyone who knows what civic media's mission is, how quickly we've acquired and grown, and transparently, who our CEO is, what his background is, both how well he's done in his career and how he has used that money to try to preserve democracy since moving to a swing state in 2016 with him and his family. And that has, up until starting civic media, looked as he was one of the biggest Democratic donors. And it's interesting, though, when you hear him talk, and he's said it on this program before, it's not so much that he just carries water for the Democratic Party. It's that it was very clear that there was one party that was
dominating,
trying to preserve democracy, and there was one that was not. And so with civic media, this is not a left-wing propaganda machine. And I hopefully am not seen as a left-wing propaganda machine. I am certainly left, but I am I am not a partisan. I don't carry water. I am not paid by the Democratic Party. No one in this station is paid by the Democratic Party. We do not exist to get Democrats elected. And so my thing is, this is just so interesting because I don't think anyone was paying attention to, has been, I, you know, who's been paying attention to us? I was not aware that the Republicans were very worried about us.
Seriously.
And so it falls into that line of first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, which I have seen some tweets of. I think I saw one over the, when we did our ad giveaway.
Oh, the million dollar?
Which was still a great idea.
It was a wonderful idea.
I saw some tweets of, oh, they're giving ads away. I bet they're not even going to be here in a year. So, you know, then they laugh at you. But now they're obviously something shifted for them that this was an email that they thought they had to send out. But it's chock full of lies and attacks. And it's also framed to scare the crap out of whoever gets this email to motivate them to vote and to donate. And so my question to you is, does this work?
Does the fear thing, is that what spurs you? It's like, yep, I'm going to finally donate because I'm terrified of this little radio company silencing Fox voices, which, by the way, from what I understand, none of the stations that we have purchased aired any Fox programming.
No.
None. Zippo. Zero.
There could have been... We were talking about that this morning. We were like, out of all the stations, because WAUK before was an ESPN station, so it was sports.
It was sports.
WTTN in Madison, which is now WMDX, before that was a Spanish-speaking sports station. But across the board, it's some of them have been music stations in the past, but because I asked that specifically, it's like, well, did we replace Fox, like actual the news, like in the same way that we carry AP or ABC
or
CBS at the top of the hour or the bottom of the hour? Was that Fox? And I don't think it was. And so the only thing potentially is like in a filler afternoon slot for any of these smaller radio stations that didn't have 12 hours of original programming,
right. They
slotted in a Hannity or something like that. But like, we haven't kicked any conservatives off the air. And even more so, Jane can attest to this because she was usually the one sending the invitation. I have so many email receipts of Republicans I have invited to be on this show. Every single Democrat candidate we had on in the fall, we reached out to their opponent. And not one even emailed us back.
Not one response. And several, I emailed several times.
We aired Dan Kelly ads on the Madison station.
Yeah.
And so this idea to paint us as left-wing propaganda, when I'm certainly not told what I can and cannot talk about.
Oh, you didn't get the memo?
I didn't get the memo. Are you getting these memos where you're told that you have to carry water for the Democrats?
Only about music. That's
how
they direct me. Yeah.
So anyways, it's kind of fun to be on the other side of something like this. But we would love to hear from you. I guess, one, what motivates you to donate, but also just, do you have a reaction to the Republicans being aware of civic media and being so scared, even though we're here to preserve lowercase democracy and have conversations and lift up many voices?
Are we the boogeyman?
Are we the boogeyman? Good question. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. We're going to keep it rolling after the break.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward.
forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr.
Here's what's happening. WFHR Community Calendar is brought to you by Something Sweet, Swiftwater Ice Cream. Enjoy the guilt-free, no-fat, no-sugar scooped ice cream and the 32 flavors of Cedar Crest. And don't forget, they're made-to-order appetizers. It'll leave your taste buds dancing. Family-owned and operated and open daily from noon until 9 p.m. Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, or find them on Facebook.
The Wisconsin Rapids area will host the 18th Annual Cranberry Blossom Festival, June 15th through the 18th, 2023. Join us as we celebrate our blossoming community with 25 events for the whole family, including a carnival, live music, arts, a parade, and more. Known for our rich cranberry heritage and special events, the four-day event highlights and supports outstanding groups in our community. Traditional favorites include the Berry Fest Raffle, the Dairy Berry Breakfast, Cinema Under the Stars, Kids Fishing, Arts and Crafts Parade, and the Duck Derby. For more information, visit blossomfest.com or check out their Facebook page.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently,
I could have my Gucci on, I go wear my Louis Vuitton, but even with nothing on, bet I made you look, I made you look. I'll make you double take. Soon as I walk away, call up your chiropractor just in case your neck breaks.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And we are talking about email that got forwarded to me yesterday.
Yes.
That was a fundraising email from the Wisconsin GOP, specifically calling, well, not by name, but alluding to a certain mega donor who's bought 18 radio stations in order to silence conservatives. And because there's only one that they could be talking about, they are talking about Civic Media. They are talking about our CEO. And they make it sound so scary as far as what our mission is and, you know, the anti-Semitic dog whistle of throwing George Soros in there.
Yep.
And but not only that, then they also go on to talk about how they help them protect from Democrats stealing the election again. So it's just like they really played the hits in this email. And I'm just wondering, like, are we that scary?
Apparently so.
I'm pretty sure this is like the softest softball show around.
Well,
do I ask unfair questions of our guests?
But think about the highly controversial, just about walking the edge guests we had in the second half of yesterday's show.
I mean, it's really left-wing propaganda.
I'm telling you.
When you're talking to people about master cheesemaker programs.
I know.
And what it takes to be basically the sommelier of cheese.
Yeah. It's that, Kristen,
just
screams.
Silencing.
Screams controversy.
Just squashing the First Amendment.
Yeah. It's like when we talk to cranberry growers, you know, the radical liberal cranberries.
But on top of this, as Crute, when Crute was on Friday, is the fact that they're also, the GOP is not, also has denied media access from Civic Media to go to their convention this weekend.
Yep.
And at first, we were invited, it sounds like, and then we put in our money to be able to go and attend. And then as of last week, that check was returned and they said that we are not welcome there. And it's so unfortunate to me because the way my mind works is at any given point, when you're a political party in Wisconsin, you know who your base is. And there's things that you have to do to motivate your base to get excited, to volunteer, to donate, to make sure they turn out when the vote actually comes. But you got those people. And there's probably not a ton that the other party is going to do to convince them to vote for them. It's kind of like, are they going to vote? Or are they not going to vote?
Right.
But there is a pretty strong contingent of people who go back and forth. Who sometimes, you know, look at they always talk about the Obama-Trump voters, right?
Right.
And when you look at the landscape and the demographics of people in Wisconsin who are independents, who don't vote down ballot, one party, and that's it, wouldn't you think that part of your media calculus would be to reach people where they're at? And talk to, be on and talk to different groups instead of just like only going on right-wing radio.
Right.
Only talking to Wisconsin Right Now. Only talking to, I don't know what the other one is. Oh, Empower Wisconsin. Never mind. They shut down. but you know, like that is the whole reason any of the approach that I've taken is like, be true to the opinions that I have. But try to talk about things in a way that doesn't belittle people for thinking differently necessarily. Because ultimately, how are you ever supposed to get out of your own echo chamber and talk to people who may or may not agree with you or who could see things differently if you're not trying to talk to them where they're at? So like their refusal to come on any of our shows, their refusal to let us be at their convention. It's like, aren't you in the game right now of trying to convince more people to get on board with your party and your platform, considering how many statewide elections you've lost? Like, shouldn't you be expanding your reach? But what do I know? 844-967-2789.
844-96-PARTY. Eric from Tosta just texted us. I just heard about this, and my initial reaction is winning. We have Ralph from Milwaukee on the phone. Hey, Ralph, what do you think? Are we the boogeyman?
No, absolutely not. I'm a senior older than Earl, and I must admit that I always consider myself an independent. However, after the current legislature, or the majority party in our state legislature, passed laws or changed rules on something like 140 different issues, where at one time they said all governing should be local, and they turned that on their head, I'm saying to myself, well, wait a second. You said one thing, and now you're doing another. And now that you've been in control of the legislature and our state government for something like a dozen years, what the heck? I'm not going to end up saying that a $100 break on my property taxes is going to get me to consider voting for you, considering what you have flip-flopped on and done it so aggressively.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's something where, as a senior on a fixed income, I asked the wife if we could afford sending some money to some local politicians, meaning up to the state level, city, county, and state. But I get the emails from, well, like the Cruz one you referenced. I got that one. Yes, I did. And so it's just something where I get these out-of-state ones, and I'm saying to myself, I'm on a fixed income. Sure, if I was, Arnold Schwarzenegger and had a ton of bucks, I might be able to afford donating to out-of-state campaigns. But I'm trying to protect my own backyard.
Absolutely.
And so it's something where 30 years ago, I remember when NAFTA was an issue and the other AM stations.
Ralph, unfortunately, we're at 20 seconds till a break, so I got to cut you off. But thank you so much for giving us a call. We got to go to break right now, but RPW launched an attack on civic media yesterday because we have the audacity to tell the truth and try to preserve democracy. What are they so scared of? 844-967-2789.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. Bikers raising money for cancer research rolled through the area this weekend. Brittany Merlot has more details.
And the first annual Crete Trucks in a Rooftop Run rumbled through the state as bikers from near and far raised money for the Vince Lombardi Cancer Foundation. On Saturday, 20 motorcycles stopped at 10 locations from Tomahawk to Stevens Point, collecting donations.
Road trips are more fun in the summer. The Portage County Speed Enforcement Task Force wants to make sure you arrive at your destination safely. Several agencies will participate in a multi-jurisdictional traffic safety task force working toward decreasing crashes and encouraging drivers to voluntarily comply with traffic laws. Now through August, they will focus on making stops for common violations that make unsafe driving conditions. Be safe on the roadways this summer. Buckle up, put down the phone, slow down, and arrive safely. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation. More than 7,000 truck accidents happen every year in Wisconsin. These accidents can be devastating, resulting in severe damage and trauma, often more severe than a regular car accident. Gingras Thompson & Wachs can help. They'll assist you not only with the driver of the semi, but also the trucking and insurance companies, making sure you receive the compensation you deserve.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson and Fox, GTWLawyers.com.
So, I have a question for all you guys out there. Why is it that I see you hauling all kinds of stuff in your trucks? Lumber, ATVs, furniture, and everything is strapped down tight, except you. I mean, come on, fellas. You're just as important as your buddy's blue plaid sofa. Buckle up.
Pickups rock. They also roll. Buckle up in your truck and arrive alive. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps. Truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Overcast this afternoon with scattered rain showers likely. Daytime highs approaching 66. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered rain showers again. Tonight, lows dip down to about 53. Partly cloudy. Partly cloudy skies again. Tomorrow, chance for scattered thunderstorms. Highs around 81. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 55.
I just can't get enough of that. I'm sorry.
Despite the fact that that is unbelievably antithetical to what Civic Media's mission is. In fact, I actually got pushback via email for inviting a conservative on the show which I am actively trying to consistently get more people, conservatives, just people who don't agree with me necessarily on the show, who was not thrilled that I gave that person an opportunity to talk. And I was like, you know that this doesn't exist just to push a progressive or liberal or democratic agenda, right?
It's like, about conversation.
It's about conversation and ideas and the best ideas, getting behind those.
And getting back to the day when people who had differing opinions could sit down and talk about those differing opinions without yelling over each other and screaming over each other and resorting to insults and curse words.
Or just cutting them out of your life.
Yeah.
And yet, the fact, and it's also the fact that most news talk radio in Wisconsin, besides Civic Media, if anything, we've added more variety to what was already there.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Most talk radio that exists in Wisconsin is either sports talk or has a right lean. And if anything, isn't that just free market and capitalism of having a wider variety of options to choose from when it comes to locally made content?
Well, and I was thinking as I was driving out here this morning, by the way, if you want to check in on this, is Civic Media the boogeyman? Are we scary? Are we going for global domination? 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. But I was thinking about, as you said, all the myriad things we have covered in the less than a year that we have been together. Obviously, radical leftist agenda when we talk to the DNR about wild parsnips and becoming a state park ranger. I mean, Habitat for Humanity. It's just, it's glaringly obvious.
Well, and also, you know, Todd Elba was a lifelong Republican.
30 years.
Worked in the Capitol. Joel Clayfish, raised in Wisco, was a Republican.
Married to
former candidate for governor Republican. Charlie Barron's completely nonpartisan, very, very intentionally nonpartisan. A lot of our shows at night necessarily aren't like political. And I think part of the thing that sucks is the blurred lines between having an opinion on an issue that is then deemed inherently right or left. So like by talking about abortion, which we're going to do today with Jenny Higgins, who is the director of CORE at UW-Madison on the, you know, because we're approaching a year since Dobbs. Like by just talking about Dobbs and abortion and being pro-choice makes us inherently Democrat. Like we're Democrats, right? Like instead of being able to parse out issues and have opinions on issues, your opinion thus makes you, well, you're just a liberal Democrat.
Based on that one thing.
Or you're just a conservative. It's like we can't actually have opinions on any of these things without being the label coming with it, and thus the show being propaganda. And it's just funny to me because it's like they're pushing us out there, and like the way that they worded the email is pushing us out there as like the enemy, when in reality, what we're trying to be is neutral, right? Like any one of the shows, like we have the different hosts have their opinions, but there is no doctrine from the top down on what we can or cannot talk about, what we can or cannot say, what type of, you know, messaging we're supposed to be pushing. Like, if anything, I probably have too much free reign.
Shh. Don't spread that around.
Like, am I allowed to talk about this?
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Is Civic Media the boogeyman, according to a new fundraising email from the Wisconsin GOP? Texter from the 414 says, was the news on WRJN a Fox News source? I don't believe so. But if that was the case, it was probably one of the only ones. Keep up the good work. Yes, I believe that you are making a difference through your thoughtful subjects. Maybe people are finally deciding they like informative, positive radio rather than talkers that are negative and condescending about people that have an opinion. You and Civic Media rock.
Ah, thank you.
Thank you so much, 414.
I actually got that compliment. I was the MC at Habitat for Humanity Waukesha on Friday night.
Yeah.
Which was really fun. I mean, don't give me a microphone and not think that I'm going to have a good time. But, you know, I ran into Rich, who's the president of Waukesha Technical College, who we've had on the show before. And he said the same thing. He's like, you know, what's great about your show is that you are relentlessly positive. And he's like, there's not a lot of other shows that do that. And certainly, I think the model so long has been for a lot of different talk shows and political talk shows has been to scare the crap out of you.
Outrage
or
machine.
Just make you really angry.
Yes, feed the outrage.
And like, there's obviously things that I get upset about. And sometimes we come in here and it's certainly not as funny as I would like it to be or as lighthearted as I would like it to be. But, you know, we pick our spots. But ultimately, like, I can't live like that.
To be angry?
To be angry. To have your job be to stoke the flames every day for 2 to 3 hours a day. Like, that ages you.
It's exhausting.
Oh.
It is. And I think, too, Kristen, I think you are inherently a positive person. That is just who you are. It is.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing.
You, not so much. No.
I am here to bring balance and cynicism and some... slightly bitter.
You've seen more than I have.
Slightly bitter jadedness to the
program. I feel
like
you've probably gotten burned more than I have in life, so you've earned your cynicism.
Thank you.
Versus, you know, I've been able to be a little more Pollyanna of like, everyone should just get along. all right. Well, I would still love to hear from you as far as reactions to... Oh, you got a good text?
John from Menominee Falls. Oh, you're killing me. As long as you continue pushing the seditious lie that guacamole is made from avocados, you cannot be trusted. Thank you for that, John.
That's really funny. We have a comment on the Facebook live stream. You can always watch us along with listen on either YouTube Live, Facebook Live, Twitter Live, and you can find that at As Goes Wisconsin on all social medias. But Roger Frost says, Civic Media has made a big difference. I would have never heard of Judge Janet if it weren't for Matt Flynn.
Yeah. Yeah.
There you go.
And again, it's not about pushing out disinformation. It's pushing out information that's accurate.
And yes. Yes. Right? And... certainly, the talk shows are talk shows, right?
Right.
I am not a journalist.
It's an opinion program.
My biggest fear is being just saying something that is flat out wrong, which is why I don't try, like, when I don't have the numbers in front of me, which is why I spend so much time on my outlines so I can have my references in front of me. But, like, I certainly try to not make things up. But ultimately, I am not a journalist. All of our talk shows... not journalists.
Right.
They are opinion shows. Our top of the hour news, our bottom of the hour news, our coverage when we do elections, like that is the difference. And part of this is the blurred lines as far as how much news has bled into becoming entertainment.
Yeah.
Because of cable news, because of Rush Limbaugh. It's like because we're talking about the news, we get mistaken for the news, and that we're purporting things to be objective versus subjective in our commentary on top of facts that have happened.
Right.
But ultimately, when we talk about the news deserts that have been created across the state, across the country, but we're talking about Wisconsin, you know, I say this as a part-time Gannett employee at Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and Milwaukee Journal Sentinel still... cooking. They do some great journalism.
Yes, they do.
But the outstate properties that Gannett also has gobbled up are hurting. And they're, you know, the homepage of the Wisconsin Rapids Tribune versus the Green Bay Gazette, like, look really similar.
Yeah.
Like, there's not a lot of, like, local journalism for each of those places, despite how distinct and different they are.
That's because they don't want to pay on-the-ground reporters.
Exactly. And so much of what media has been available that is local to your community has had a right tilt, and it's been right-wing radio or Sinclair-owned news
TV.
Stations yep. for the 5 o'clock news. And so what we're here to do is tell the truth with integrity and also be entertaining.
And encourage community.
And encourage community. That is absolutely true.
844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Is civic media the boogeyman?
I just got a kick out of this.
I agree with you.
And I don't know, maybe it's funny to think about who since I've never worked for either a campaign or a party, of like whose job is it to write these emails and come up with the ideas? Because you have to hit X amount per week, right? They hit you. It's like e-commerce marketing emails where it's like, oh my God, how many of these 30% sales can I get from Banana Republic? Like, I get it. You never have to pay the full price on anything at that store. But eventually, you know, they get you to sign up with their 10% off deal. And then ultimately you get hit with like 5 emails a day. And so same thing goes with the parties and the campaigns of how much they're hitting your inbox. And you have to come up with something new each time. But it's just interesting to me of like, where is this person rank that's writing these emails?
Can't be a very high up their job.
How many approvals did they have to get in order to press send?
What's the vetting process?
What's the vetting process on this? I have so many more questions that I'll probably never get answered. Like, I desperately want to know how much money they raised off this email.
844-967-2789. GOP, give us a call. Check in. You are more than welcome to join us.
Yeah, I made a video about it last night because, of course, I did. And someone said, are you going to try to get the person who wrote the email on your show so you can talk to him? I was like, sure. I don't know if that's going to work, but I will try to find the person who wrote this email specifically and try to have a conversation about it with them.
That could be fascinating. I don't even, not quite sure where we would start that process.
Just reply to the original email and be like, hey, we want to chat?
We love this.
Anyways, all right. Well, when we come back from our next break, we're going to move on to the good, the bad, and the ugly of not necessarily Wisconsin headlines, but headlines in general. And then later on in the show, after the top of the hour news, we're going to be talking to Jenny Higgins, who is the lead for UW's Center for Reproductive Equity, which is a nonpartisan organization. She has a lot of experience and expertise when it comes to policy and history of reproductive rights in Wisconsin. And then at the bottom of at 11:30, we're going to be talking to Ray Hill, who is the executive director of the Historic King Drive Business Improvement District in Milwaukee, because Juneteenth is coming up and they always have a big celebration for that on MLK Drive. But also just I feel like every time I drive down MLK in Milwaukee, there's new businesses that are opening.
Something's happening.
They just put on little bump outs to kind of curb the Milwaukee slide, which I think is genius. So we'll ask her about those developments, if that's helping with reckless driving, anything else that's coming up this summer for MLK Drive. But stick around. We would love to hear from you. If you have any more thoughts on is civic media the boogeyman, 844-967-2789. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Radio advertising can change your business in a flash. Go from waiting around to no time to spare in no time flat. Do you have an event, need to hire, or have a message you need to get out? Call me, Ashley, today, 715-295-4922, because marketing starts early.
You should call my mom. She's good at this advertising stuff.
Call me today, 715-295-4922, and let's get started.
The 2023-24 Local and Lovin' It coupon book is out now in the community. Once again, you can pick up your books at many participating businesses and all 6 nonprofits. For just $20, you can enjoy recipes, jokes, contests, and even save tons in the area. This year's book has colorful fireworks on the cover, and it's their 10th anniversary. You'll continue to find great deals on food, drinks, golf, and groceries, and save money in most boutiques. In need of a service? Enjoy savings on tires, paint, windows, travel, and mobility equipment. You can even receive $10 a month at Ho-Chunk Casino in Nakusa. Play the contest and win gift certificates in the area. Find them on Facebook at Local and Lovin' It Mini Magazine.
Find books at Lake Arrowhead Golf, Misty's Menu, Nail and Spa by the George Ford, Your Off Your Rocker Home Decor, Quality Feed and Seed, Quality Food West Grand and Baker Drive, and Radis Rehab.
Welcome to Stone Age Gem Mineral and More.
Hi, I find myself worrying a lot at work.
I have a stone to help with that.
Really? My anxiety has been through the roof lately.
I have a crystal for that. Stone Age Gem Mineral and More is here for you. Find a natural solution to your everyday needs. Customize your healing with the help of knowledgeable staff. Find us on Facebook and start your healing journey today. Stone Age Gem Mineral and More. We have a crystal for that.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
70s, sunny skies, Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Hunt.
As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And before we move on to the good, the bad, and the celebratory of headlines today, we had one more text.
We did. And again, if you missed, we've been talking about an email that went out yesterday from the Wisconsin Republican Party seeking donations after discovering that someone has been buying radio stations in Wisconsin that has a different message than the typical talk radio station.
And in doing so is obviously silencing conservatives and trying to buy elections.
Yeah. 844-96-
So donate now.
844-967-2789-844-96-PARTY from the 414. Your show is a welcome break from the fear-mongering, pontificating from other right-leaning talk stations dominated by conservative old men. It is also refreshing to hear women's perspectives on women's issues.
Shocking!
Oh, stop. Stop it.
That, why? I feel like it's a whole other topic. But I guess you've spent way more time in music radio than talk radio.
Yes.
And even since coming to this show, before that, you were in news rather than opinion.
Correct.
For talk radio.
Yep.
Why is there so few women? Is that like a thesis that would take that entire like show for you to get into?
My last day at my previous employers, and I was talking to one who is our friend,
yeah,
and another host who's there, who's a good guy. But they asked me live on the air, why aren't there more women in radio? And I said, you're asking me? I said, I can give you the names of about five guys you should call.
Hmm.
They could explain it better than me.
The people who are actually hiring?
That might have something to do with it,
but
Kristen.
Do you think there's a lot of women who are trying to be in talk radio? Because it's interesting to me because I know tons of women who do podcasts now. But like, do you think that there was a bottleneck of women who wanted to do news talk radio who just never got the opportunity because all the slots were taken by old white men?
I think that's probably it. And now,
because if you think about some of the guys, especially in the Milwaukee area, who've been doing their show, they've been doing it for a long time.
For decades.
And it's not like those opportunities pop up that often to like get your own show.
Exactly. And yeah. And the entire nature of the radio industry has changed so vastly in the last 20 years. Salaries are not what they were. You can probably make just as much money doing your own podcast. If you can get the sponsors.
If you can get the sponsors in the audience.
Right?
Yeah.
Which is what it's all about. But it's just, it's a difficult industry. It's always been a difficult industry, and it's always been male-dominated. When I went to broadcasting school, out of 24 of us, there were 3 women.
Wow.
And that was in 1980. 1981.
Wow. That's wild. All right. Well, now we have to run through these pretty quickly.
Okay.
So, The good headline for today. First of its kind, Illinois law will penalize libraries that ban books.
Yay!
So, Illinois is flipping the script on book bans. Yesterday, Governor J.B. Pritzker signed a bill to prevent book bans in the state, making it the first state in the country to pass such a measure. So this obviously refers to public libraries, and it's not that they'll have every book, but basically trusting their librarians, shocking, I know, to pick what books are in the library. The bad, and this is bad and sad. But fentanyl, now the number one killer in Wisconsin, according to a new study. So research group Forward Analytics, the number one killer for ages 25 to 54 is fentanyl.
Oh, that's so sad.
It's increased by 1,000% from 2015 to 2021.
That's shocking.
Killing more than 4,300. This is not... nationally, in Wisconsin.
In Wisconsin. Oh, my goodness.
And so that is certainly bad. And then the last one is, the last headline is the celebratory, because the Denver Nuggets won their first ever NBA championship after defeating the Miami Heat in 5 games last night. Party at Casa Bonita.
Yeah.
Do you know that reference?
No.
South Park?
No.
Okay. But Mike and I watched the end of the game, and I immediately had flashbacks to when we were at the winning game.
Sure, for the Bucks.
For the Bucks 2 summers ago. And I was really happy for Denver. I would have been, you know, Jimmy Butler really played his heart out for the entire finals. But knowing what it was like to be in Milwaukee after winning for the first time after 50 years... For 47 years of their existence as the Denver Nuggets to finally win a championship, I was very happy for them. So hats off to Denver. Enjoy it. But hopefully the Bucks will be back better than ever next season.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. You can always call and or text. We were talking about the dearth of women in radio and our friend Robert from Port Edwards. Robert, you said you have personal experience with this.
Good morning. Yes, I do. I'm full disclosure. I am the Blues show host for WWSP Stevens Point in University of Stevens Point. Yeah, I'm on Saturdays from 3 until 6 p.m. 90 FM, your only alternative. That being said, I work with some phenomenal young ladies, DJs, and granted, they're spinning records and all that, but they are very vocal in their opinions on things. And with some of the programming, you really can't get out there and have the dialogue and the discussions like you two are able to do. But where I'm going with this is the program should be encouraged. You know, the media, and in particular radio media, should be encouraged. And quite honestly, at the university level, we're struggling to get any funding whatsoever from the state to support the program. There's some really interesting and talented and driven kids, and then I say kids, they're young adults, that are really up and coming. They're little rock stars in their own right, and my hat's off to them. So if at the state level we can do some encouragement to improve the funding and the impetus to radio as a medium that's able to reach, you know, you get in your car, you got the radio on. Your home painting, got the radio on, right? So let's encourage that, and by all means, listen to WWSP.
There you go. Good to know, Robert.
Thanks a lot, Robert. Have a good day.
Thank you so much. All right. Well, that will do it for us for this first hour of our program. When we come back, Jenny Higgins, director of the UW's Center for Reproductive Equity, will be here. Stay tuned. We got the top of our news, and then we'll be right back. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope.
at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.